So you might recall that we are doing an entire year theme of healing and wholeness here at the Fellowship. We spent the last several weeks just talking about that theme in general, and now we're going to start moving into sub-themes, smaller, more focused topics. And the next 3 weeks, today, next week, and the week after, we're focusing on healing our bodies. So recently, we cleaned out a lot of closets and offices here at the Fellowship building. We had this huge pile of stuff that I decided I would finally bring to Goodwill. It was this past Friday. It was in the midst of a downpour. And the staff helped me pack up my car, and I drove down the road to donate our books and binders and assorted other items. The guy who came out to help me receive my donation was pretty young. He noticed that I was wearing rainbow shoes. It was National Coming Out Day, and I had a rainbow t-shirt on and rainbow shoes on for the occasion. He commented that he loved my shoes, and then he noticed the chalice tattoo that is on the top of my foot. "Did that hurt?" he said. "Yeah, it did," I replied, "but it's pretty small. Luckily, it didn't take that long to do." "What is it?" "It's a flaming chalice. It's a cup with fire in it. It's the symbol of my faith tradition. I'm a Unitarian Universalist minister." "Oh, sweet." "Do you have any other tattoos?" "Yeah, I have one on my back. I have this one here on my forearm." I pulled up my rain jacket sleeve to show him. We were standing there, luckily, under this overhang, and no one was waiting in line to donate. He looked at my tattoo, and he said, "Enough? Like, does that mean you're enough, or, like, everyone is enough?" "Yeah, both," I said. "Like, we're all enough. It's space, because we're all made up of stardust." I'm telling you, this guy's face lit up, enough to dry up the rainstorm. "Dude, yeah, I've heard that," he said. "We're all made of stardust." "Yeah," I said, "isn't that cool? And if we're made of stardust, then wow, we're enough just as we are." "Cool, have a good day," he said. And that, my friends, is the story of my tattoo evangelism. Now, I don't have a lot of tattoos, but I do love the ones that I do have. Maybe someday I'll get more, maybe not, who knows. But I love the idea that my body can be artwork. I shared a few weeks ago that I am chronically ill. Disabled is the word that I'm finally learning to use to describe my body. Lifelong, serious, chronic illness has made my relationship with my body tenuous at best. In high school, in college, I struggled mightily with an eating disorder. It wasn't so much that I was trying to diet or be smaller. I've lived my whole life with thin privilege, and eating disorders aren't really about that exactly. They're more about control. So much of my life felt out of control, especially with regard to my body. Unpredictable, uncontrollable pain, flare-ups, illnesses that would stop me in my tracks from doing whatever it was that I was doing. The eating disorder gave me the illusion of control over my body. But of course, it was just that. It was an illusion. One of the things that I realized when I was in intensive therapy was that I had a dualistic relationship with my body. Many of us do. We often talk about there's a me, and then there's a my body, as if I am what? My brain? My spirit? I am housed or trapped within this body, but I am not my body. That's how we often talk. But it's just not true. Even our brain is our body. It's an organ. Not quite 2 weeks ago, I had surgery to remove my thyroid. I recovered within a few days. There were no more medications or pain. Really, I was just tired. But a few days after that, I realized that the medicine that they gave me to replace my thyroid hormone was too low. Now, this is by design. They start you off really low, and then they slowly, painfully slowly, raise this level of thyroid hormone until it's at an optimal level for your body. Within about a week of starting that medication, it became super clear to me that low thyroid hormone affects my brain. I'm telling you, friends, I'm okay, but my brain is not working like it normally does. It has been the most bizarre sensation and experience to feel like this, to realize how everything that I think about myself, that me that we were just talking about, my personality, my work ethic, my sense of humor, my memory, my organizational ability are intricately tied to this chemical that my body used to produce in a tiny gland inside my neck. And it doesn't anymore because it's gone. Even my brain is just an organ, reliant on metabolic processes just like every other organ. I have come to realize over my adult life that my body is me. The reading we heard earlier by the Reverend Erica Hewitt says, these bodies, these blessings bring the world to life through seeing, taste, hearing, scent, and touch. When I first became a Unitarian Universalist, one of my very first volunteer roles ever was to be an owl's teacher for first and second grade kids. The OWLS, or Our Whole Lives Sexuality Curriculum, includes the lifespan, from young childhood all the way to elderhood. Here at the Fellowship, we have long offered the biggest module in this curriculum for our 7th and 8th grade middle school kids. But this year, we are adding the elementary curriculum, including the 4th and 5th grade module starting soon, and 1st and 2nd grade later this year. One of the activities we do in the youngest grade OWLS is celebrate our bodies. We sing a lot of head, shoulders, knees, and toes. We brainstorm all the beautiful, loving things that we can do with our bodies that we wouldn't be able to do if we were just incorporeal spirits. Hug or kiss our family members. Feel the wetness of a dog's nose or the roughness of a cat's tongue. Twirl until we're dizzy, whoosh down a slide, sing music, eat candy. Our bodies are necessary for all of these experiences. Frankly, having no body sounds boring. And I try to remember that my body, even with all of its flaws, is a damn miracle, my friends. Seriously, have you considered that you have billions of cells, billions, and they're working together to do stuff all the time, connected by chemicals and synapses and ligaments and electricity? Our bodies manage to function at all. Catherine shared that Twitter thread that we saw during the Wonderbox time earlier with the sled dogs. And then I found this one that just makes me laugh, and it's also very true. It says, Tuesday, the day you realize that nothing can stop you because you are a magic skeleton packed with meat and animated with electricity and imagination. You have a cave in your face full of sharp bones and 5 tentacles at the end of each arm. You can do anything, magic skeleton. Right? 5 tentacles at the end of each hand. It's amazing. We are a magic skeleton made up of molecules created in the Big Bang, made up of the same stuff as the most brilliant stars. And you are enough. Your body, you are enough. That's why I have that tattoo, because I need the reminder. I am made of stardust, and I am enough. In preparing for today's service, I met with our worship leader, Catherine, and we discussed the body positivity movement that strives to encourage people to feel positive and beautiful in their bodies at any size and shape. She mentioned to me that what she shared in her reflection, that she's just not there yet. She's not sure if she feels positive or beautiful in her body. that feels like too much of a stretch in the deprogramming from all the negative messages that she's absorbed throughout her life. But at the risk of saying, I need to feel positive about my body, and then feeling like a failure because she can't, she simply refuses to feel negatively. We started in our meeting calling this body neutrality. Now, I want for you to feel beautiful and glorious in your body. But I realize how hard that can be in our world. The messages are everywhere. The expectations and demands and stress and pain of the world fall on our bodies. The messages of our society, which by its nature within capitalism and cisgender patriarchal white supremacy, say that there is an ideal body, and very few of us meet that ideal. Very, very few. Women are expected to be small, thin, cross your legs, speak less loudly, but don't speak too high-pitched. Men are expected to be big, broad-shouldered, square-jawed. Everyone should be fair-skinned, but not pale. With thick hair, but straight hair. With strength, but not too muscly, especially women. Trans and gender non-binary folks should pick a gender expression within the binary, pass, like a man or a woman. Don't be confusing to other people. And all of these messages are constant. They fall heavily on women and even more heavily on trans folks, but men are not excluded from the high body expectations of toxic masculinity either. What if we did something radically healing and refused these messages space in our lives? What if we acknowledged our bodies for being the magic meat-filled electrical skeletons that they are and moved on with our lives? What if we treated them like the incredible gifts that they are, even if they aren't exactly what we might have custom ordered had we been given the chance? My husband Brian and I are in the market for a new car. Now that we have two kids, it's time to get something a little bigger than the compact vehicles we've been driving around. It's kind of fun, but it's stressful to car shop. I fantasize about something cool like a Tesla, but our budget is not going to allow that to be possible. And I'm not really a car person, but I imagine it would be very cool to drive a sports car like a Ferrari, maybe a red one. But let's just imagine for a moment that one day a note is delivered to our front door anonymously, and it says, "We got you a new car. It's in your driveway." And so we go outside, and there in my driveway is a perfectly adequate 4-year-old beige used sedan. A few chips in the paint job, 50,000 miles on it. What's the appropriate response to that gift? Thank you. That's right. Thank you is the only appropriate response anytime you are given a gift, even if it's not the thing you might have custom ordered. This body that you have is a gift. You didn't get to order it. Like the sled dogs in the images from our Wonder Box, you didn't get to control what body you got, what it looks like, what its set points and levels are, what things are easy for your body and what things are harder for your body to do. We don't get to pick. That's it. This is the body that we get. The genes that are inherited from our biological parents and theirs, and the environmental factors that have influenced those genes, this body is yours. It's the only one you're going to get. If you were gifted a red Ferrari, good for you. I wasn't. But I'm thankful for my little sedan, even with its squeaky brakes. The sled dog images from the Wonder Box said, "We don't love Talese more because he's thin, or Colbert more because he's a chonkster. The idea makes no sense. It's absurd. What absurd messages from the world have you absorbed about your body and its worth? Take a few deep breaths. And anytime you notice those messages popping into your mind, take a few deep breaths. Refuse to let them in. My wish for you is that you will feel like $1 million all the time. Amazing, strong, healthy, sexy, but you might not. And that's okay too. But let's practice the radically countercultural thing of not believing those messages that tell us that we are not enough, that tell us unless we are driving a metaphorical Ferrari that we're not good enough, that tell us that our bodies are separate from ourselves and that our bodies must conform to some shockingly arbitrary standard. As we continue this year of healing and wholeness at the fellowship, let's remember the ways in which our bodies bear the brunt of the brokenness of the world. May we remember that our healing might involve treatment or medicine or changes to our bodies or to our lifestyles, but healing also means recognizing our bodies for what they are. As Catherine reminded us, your leg is a leg, your back is a back, your stomach is a stomach. There to serve a purpose. Made of stardust, billions of cells working together, bones and meat and electricity and magic. Healing means rejecting the negative messages, and it also means acknowledging our inherent worth, the wholeness that is a part of us already, right now, in the bodies that we were given. You are whole, you are beautiful, even if you're not ready to say it, and you are enough. We are whole, we are beautiful, and we are enough. Amen.